Today we pray for your city, Landers, and the city of Loma Linda. Every believer today is called and privileged to intercede for the city that they live in. And that's by John Schmid, who is the founding director of Prayer Current, an organization that helps leaders multiply disciples through prayer and evangelism. We're going to be using some prayer points from their website on how to engage and win your city through prayer, Redeemer City to City. So, Father God, we count it a privilege to intercede for our city, for Landers, for the city of Loma Linda. As we drive by or walk our neighborhoods, or even go to any of these communities, help us pray, not judge, praise, not complain, intercede, not be discouraged. Let our prayers and petitions change these cities into the places you originally designed for them. Amen. Landers has a population of 2,700. It's in the high desert next to 29 Palms Marine Corps Base. People refer to it as Landroids. That's based on their UFO culture in the area. Crime is at D and has three churches. Loma Linda has a population of 25,000, north of San Bernardino and east of Redlands. However, its crime grade is F, due to their vandalism at 135%, which is the highest in the county. It does have many churches, and it's the home of the private Loma Linda University, founded by the Seventh-day Adventist denomination. So, Father, we lift up these three, our city, Landers, and Loma Linda. We pray for the law courts and that are in these communities, any kind of legal law enforcement, any person that's going to judge or oversees the area that judges, maybe at the county level because of the smallness of the town. We pray, God, that you would use the people there to uphold the law, to cause the criminals to stop by the consequences that they give them and the way that they judge. We lift up the university, especially Loma Linda University and any others in the area. So that we lift those up and for the colleges and the Board of Education, we pray, God, for all of them to be anointed by you, that they would not do the things that they've been doing that are pushing things that are not of you. We thank you that Loma Linda University is based on Christian principles. We pray that they are able to withstand and keep those and still get some funding. We pray for the halls of government throughout these communities. We ask, God, that whether it be just a water board or a service board, that they too would seriously think of the way that they are helping their constituents. Any places of entertainment or there's culture, I know there's some in Landers and in Loma Linda, showing off the things for their area. And we lift up every place of worship. We thank you that there are churches in each one. We pray, God, for those that are preaching the gospel, that they would grow in courage and boldness, that they would see signs and wonders as your disciples prayed after they got out of jail. First thing they prayed for, in order for the name of Jesus, that people would know that you are a powerful God and that they would come to know you. We pray for pedestrians and traffic intersections and for safety. We also ask, God, that people would rise up and pray for these communities, that they would map these places, they would take walks and really get to know it as you see it. How do you see these communities? And they would pray over them until they see changes. We thank you that you will prevail, Lord, because your promises are true. And you said for us to pray for the welfare of the city and or area where we're at. And these are communities in our county. So we thank you, God, for what you're going to do in Jesus' name.